How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys Alex and Ryan. So yesterday was the spring breakout game for the Yankee prospects, and for all of those people out there that don't think the Yankees have a really good farm system, I'm sorry to say that you are wrong. I'm sorry to say that the Yankees kicked the absolute brakes off, beat the brakes off the Toronto Blue Jays minor league guys. And Brock Selvidge, Spencer Jones, who we're going to talk about today as that superstar upside level player. We've talked about him many times. If you're a fan of the Fireside Yankees channel, you do know that we interviewed him last year, and you do know that we hold him in very high regard. We have for a long time. He is an untradeable piece at this point. And what he did yesterday gave us all the validation we need to say, that dude is going to be a very good freaking player, and he's going to be in the MLB by 2025 at the very latest. He hit, it was a 427-foot homer yesterday to dead center field. The dude, it was just lighting it up. He showed everyone why he could be the number one prospect in baseball this upcoming year if he keeps going at this pace. He's 22 years old. He's got all the upside in the world. He has barely whiffed this spring. We're super excited to break him down, Ryan. What are you thinking about Spencer Jones right now? I mean, obviously all good things, but is there anything that you've kind of seen that's made you think, well, now I think the validation is here. This guy could be something truly special.
Yeah, so the first thing I want to say is, you know, it's an awful day to be a Yankee farm hater. It was a very bad day. If you don't like the Yankees farm system, if you think they're bad, if you think they're overhyped, if you think they, you know, people talk too highly about them, if you think the Yankees, they don't have good hitting development, if you think they're all bums down there, it was an awful day to be you. Because as you mentioned, I mean, the Yankees just, I mean, they went to town. 12 hits to 4 strikeouts. Are you kidding me? They struck out 13 Toronto Blue Jays and just walked 3. That's an unbelievable ratio. You know, highlighting Spencer Jones, obviously, you know, I tweeted this out and some people gave me a little bit of pushback. You know, I was saying, and I stand by this, Spencer Jones is a physical anomaly the same way we talk about Eli De La Cruz or O'Neill Cruz as physical anomalies. Here's this guy who's 6'6", hits the ball a billion miles an hour, has unbelievable raw power, you know, has ridiculous athleticism, can run remarkably fast, is a dynamic athlete, plays a premium position and does so extremely well. I mean, remember, coming out of the draft, you're like, oh yeah, he can play center field, but he'll probably play right field. And he played so well, he ended up that the Yankees were like, yeah, no, this guy's a good center fielder. And if you look at any scouting reports, if you look at any film of his defensive, you know, work, he is a brilliant defensive center fielder. This is a guy who you can look at and kind of have as the anchor in center field for what I think could be a very long time. You know, I don't know if his body will hold up for center field throughout like his 30s, but that's, I mean, I'll be nearing my 30s by then, so I don't think I really have to worry about that right now. But as it pertains to Spencer Jones in the current day, I mean, he's just a ridiculous talent. I'm up to here with like just the confidence meter in him. He's having that spring training, and I saw somebody point this out, and I think I mentioned this as well in the podcast. He's kind of having a big spring training in the same way Dominguez was last year, when it was kind of like, here's your introduction to what that outcome looks like if this player can become great. And in spring training, we really saw that with Dominguez when he just went off last year, and it's like, oh my God, could we see this guy this year? Obviously, the season went awry. They ran out of outfielders essentially, and they were like, all right, Dominguez, you can come up. He played super well. Unfortunately, towards UCL, it is what it is. In Spencer Jones' case, I mean, I've said this also a lot of times. Ideally, the Yankees do not have to call up Spencer Jones, or I mean, maybe it's ideally. Like, the most likely outcome in which Jones comes up is the Yankees are so bad that they run out of outfielders, and they're just kind of like, we're out of playoff contention. Might as well figure out what you have. But I mean, there's also that universe. It's a very small percentage chance. Like, we're talking like this tiny of a chance where Spencer Jones, like, he just figures it out and he just hits like 15 home runs in his first 2 months in Double A, is unbelievably great in Triple A, and you're just kind of forced to call him up. You don't have another choice. He's that good. But yeah, I mean, I would, as you mentioned, 2025, that's the date I'm looking at for, like, all right, that's when I got circled on my calendar for when Spencer Jones could come up. And then looking at just the rest of that skill set, he's fast, defense, power. I mean, I sound like I'm gushing because that's the only thing you can really do with his skill set. You gush over it. Left-handed hitter who can hit as many home runs as Jones's raw power suggests he could, who plays defense the way he does. You think of like a Jones, Dominguez, Judge / Soto outfield / DH situation for the next 5-6 years, and you've got an unbelievable core and a bevy of talented hitters with a variety of skill sets and a young core as well, because Soto's only 25 and he'll only be 26 next season. I mean, Alex, I'm so excited to think about what Spencer Jones can become, because if you mesh him with the rest of this oncoming unit of guys, they're gonna be special, Alex.
Absolutely. And look, Spencer Jones right now, in my opinion, if we needed an outfielder, if this was last year, Ryan, and Spencer Jones was doing what he did, I wholeheartedly think that he would be on the active day roster. If we had Aaron Hicks and Oswaldo Cabrera and IKF and whatever the hell you want to throw in there, I think Spencer Jones would have pulled to Anthony Volpe and probably unseated one of those guys as a starting player. You know, Harrison Bader, obviously, I think he even missed a good portion of the beginning of the season. He had some sort of injury. I think they might have even pulled him up. If this was last year and Jones is doing what he's doing now, there might have been a realistic chance for him to make this team. Right now, of course, you have Juan Soto, you got Judge, and you know you have Trent Grisham, and you have Alex Verdugo, and there's no need for you know, Jones to be rushed into a scenario where he has to play every day. I'm really excited to see him get a full year of minor league experience playing at this level. He's going up again. I mean, look, you just watched what he did yesterday against the Blue Jays, right? You watched, he dominated. Like, it wasn't even competitive. He was seeing the pitch as if it was, he knew it was coming, where it was going to go. You know, his swing, his fundamentals, you know, people call him the lefty Aaron Judge. His fundamentals and technique look pretty similar. They're not exactly similar. They look, it looks like the Yankees are actually training him to look like it. So it was definitely interesting, but I'm definitely interested to see how they continue his development as he probably goes through this next year. I'll ask you this, Ryan. Do you think he starts in AAA or do you think he goes back to AA this year?
I think it's AA. I'd be very stunned if he ended up in AAA to start the year. Obviously, I'd be stunned if he didn't end the year in AAA. That would be like, oh, what happened here? Like, something would have to go wrong, in my opinion, whether it's injury, not progressing the way you hoped he would. Ultimately, I just look at a guy like Spencer Jones and think, you know, I love the excitement. I'm excited. But I also want to be cautiously optimistic. And I know people hate when people use that word, but that's the right course of action. You always have to look at everything from a standpoint of going to be cautiously optimistic. In an ideal world, Spencer Jones is going to be up in 2025. But I also acknowledge that he probably is going to struggle when he first comes up. Look at, you know, I compared him to O'Neill Cruz and Ellie De La Cruz. These are guys who, in their first years, were just not very good. Like, they just didn't really hit. Like, they couldn't really figure it out with the bat. Because they have a lot of things they have to work out. Look at Aaron Judge. He was downright atrocious when he first came up. In 2016, he was awful, right? Like, legitimately terrible. I think Jones is going to come up in 2025. He'll be, like, really bad for a little bit. Maybe he'll take an offseason. Maybe he'll just take the duration of the regular season for him to figure it out. But, you know, I'm going to put this on record now. Because when it's 2025 and it's, you know, July 28th and somebody's calling Spencer Jones a bust, Spencer Jones will not have a great rookie year. Offensively, at least. I don't know about defense and base running, but offensively, he'll really struggle. And when he does, a lot of people are going to be like, oh, he's not that good. He's not that good. He's not that good. And then I'll sell you guys the same thing I'm saying right now. 2026, 2027, you're going to see those skill progressions, the fine tools really start to click, and then you'll see him really become a monster. Because, again, the potential is enormous. The upside's enormous. There are just a lot of moving parts because he's a bigger guy. I'm very excited to see what Spencer Jones does. And, of course, you know, I think it'll start on AA, end in AAA. The Yankees have a bevy of talent. You know, there's a reason they didn't trade him. Corbin Burnes was out there and available. And I told you this, I would have rather traded Jones for Burnes than Cease. And I still stand by that. I'm not saying I would have traded Jones for Burnes, but like if given the choice to trade for one of the two and I had to trade Jones and I didn't have a choice but to trade for Burnes or Cease, I would trade it. I would rather do it for Burnes. I never really got the idea, the fascination with trading Spencer Jones plus more for Dylan Cease. Personally speaking, I've never, like, and Alex, you've been here for this. I've never thought Dylan Cease was that guy. Like, I've never looked at Dylan Cease over the last year and went to myself or went on this podcast and say, yeah, he's that guy, guys. He changes everything. He's the ace. I mean, he's like Garrett Cole. He's Garrett Cole mini. He's this or that. I said that about Corbin Burnes. I said that about Zach Wheeler before he got extended. Those are difference makers. Those are, I go to the postseason, I give them the ball. I sound like a boomer right now, but I don't really care. I do genuinely believe this about those guys and not Dylan Cease. I give them the ball, they give me 6-7 innings, they shut out the other team, the Yankees are up 2-0 in the series, because of course Garrett Cole pitches a gem in game one. I don't feel that way about Dylan Cease. I feel like, maybe I'll get 5 innings out of him today. He might get knocked down in the fourth, you know? So I didn't want to trade Spencer Jones to Dylan Cease. That's no knock on the Padres, no knock on the White Sox, no knock on Dylan Cease. He's a good pitcher, but I'm fine. I'm very, very okay with not trading Dylan Cease for that. So, trading Spencer Jones for that. So, the Yankees seem to be locked into keeping Jones. They're going to keep Jones, in my opinion. They're not going to trade him. I think they know that they have a lot of talent here, and they're kind of too far in to kind of give up now. It looks good. Everything looks good. So, again, 2025, that's the target date for him to come up, and then give him about a year or two at the major league level, and then I think he'll figure that stuff out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, there's a reason that Jones should be an untouchable. You know, you mentioned Dylan Cease. You mentioned why the Yankees have decided, yeah, we're just not moving him. And keep in mind, they were keen on not moving him before he just did this in spring, right? Before we saw him dominate, before he just hit two homers in the spring breakout game. They were like, no, we're not trading this guy. You got tools like this. You got athletic profile like this. He runs like he's Anthony Volpe's side. You know what I mean? He has the athletic profile of Anthony Volpe, but he has the size of Aaron Judge. That's very unique. You don't stumble upon guys with that type of physical quality. But not just that, Ryan. It's not just the physical, tangible traits. He's just a genuinely good guy. You know what I mean? Like, we interviewed him. You see his comments. He's got that, like, face of the franchise kind of look. And look, Aaron Judge one day is going to become a player that falls off. He's 31, almost 32 years old. Eventually, and I don't think it's going to be very soon, but Judge is going to start to hit a wall, let's say, in 5 years. And in 5 years, right now, old Spencer Jones is going to be 27. And Spencer Jones is going to be playing for the Yankees by that time for quite a long time. And in 5 years, and old Juan Soto is going to be 30. So imagine a team that still has Judge, you know, even if he's DHing at a high level. You have Soto and Spencer Jones and Aaron Judge, three of the best offensive players the game has to offer, you know, prospectively. We don't know if Jones is going to become that, but we do have a reason to believe he could be that good. But let's not forget about his defensive value, right? The Yankees have had him closely watching film on Kevin Kiermaier. He has the range. He's got the instincts. He's got the mental aptitude. He's got it all. Like, he's got all the traits, all the tools, everything you want in a player. He is made up of these tangibles qualities. That makes me really excited. It's just about getting him to – it's almost like, you know, if your car can go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, but you never really push it there. You never really have a situation where your car has to be going that fast. Maybe you're on the German Autobahn. You're like, finally, I can let this thing rip. I mean, that's kind of like Spencer Jones right now. Like, they haven't really got him into a spot right now. Spring training was kind of like putting him in on the Autobahn, putting him on the racetrack and saying, let it rip, man. Use all the tools. Show us what you got. Put it into the final gear. Let's see what you can do. And he just went onto the Autobahn and smoked everyone. He just went onto the racetrack and smoked every other car alongside him. Every other, you know, the other RAV4s next to him, you know, making it look like a crappy car. And he's the Ferrari here. And it's like, nice to see. It's nice to see you put him on the racetrack and he's starting to showcase how fast he is, how great he is. The gears that are there that you didn't know he had before, using that turbo engine. You just love to see him put it on the field, showcase it in the statistical columns, in the power metrics, in the feet, how many yards he hit the home, you know, how many feet he hit a home run, the velocity off the bat, the max exit velocities, the average exit velocity is all very encouraging. I know you guys saw that single yesterday. He bounced that thing off home plate, didn't even realize it was in fair play until it was already at second base, and he still managed to beat the throw out. Like, you don't have this is an unusual type of talent, my friends. So I get you, and I hope you guys understand kind of where I'm coming from in terms of comparing him to like a really nice car, whereas you just haven't really put him in a spot to showcase those qualities. They've been working on the engine all offseason. They've been fine-tuning it, getting it to a place where he's comfortable. This is a great car now. And now he got to actually put it to the test on the race course. And you're seeing the results of that. So I'm really excited about Spencer Jones, guys. Always happy to hear your thoughts below in the YouTube comment section. Make sure to like and subscribe as always. And we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.